Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Yeah, my name is Christy. So are any of you an art person? Like, do you guys like to go to exhibitions or museums or, you know, stuff like art galleries? Well, I'm not personally like a person of art because I have a very bad sense of art and I have no idea how to draw. But in today's TED-Ed video, it tells us, is there a difference between art and craft? So let's take a look at today's sentence. The value of their work lay precisely in preserving visual traditions rather than in changing them. In the last few decades, works such as quilts, ceramics, and wood carvings have become more prominently included in art history textbooks and displayed in museums alongside paintings and sculpture. The value of their work lay precisely in preserving visual traditions rather than in changing them. In the last few decades, works such as quilts, ceramics, and wood carvings have become more prominently included in art history textbooks and displayed in museums alongside paintings and sculpture. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢，就是 precisely。 Precisely 呢，指的是精确地。 那它在口语上呢，也可以说是完完全全的。像是我们可以说 This wedding is precisely what I dream of. 这场婚礼呢，跟我想象中的一模一样。那它的形容词呢，是 precise。 Precise 指的就是精准的。那记得这个 C-I-S-E 的 I 呢，要发 I 的音。 Precise 那precise 跟 accurate 呢意思差不多，都是指精确或者是精准的意思。像是我们可以说 I can't give you a precise date, but I will be in line in September. 我没办法给你一个精确精准的日期，可是呢，我九月会去兰屿。那 accurate 的话呢，我们也可以说 Most people realize that Yushan or Mountain Jade has an elevation of approximately 4,000 meters. But to be accurate, the elevation is actually 3,952 meters. 很多人呢知道玉山大约有4,000公尺高，可是其实要精确来说，它的海拔其实是3,952公尺。那它的名词呢则是accuracy。 Accuracy. 我们也可以说，with the improvement of recent technologies, the accuracy of weather forecasts has also been improved. 随着科技的进步呢，这个气象预报的准确率呢也提升了。再我们来看preserve. Preserve呢指的是保藏或者是防腐的意思。 Preserve. 要记得这边的s呢是发z的音。 Preserve. 那 preserve 呢，通常是指保存食物。那 preservation 呢，它的名词也是。我们例句的话呢，可以说 It is just a myth that the fridge is good for food preservation because it is actually the freezer that prevents the growth of germs. 就是很多人呢都误以为把食物放进冰箱都可以保存食物，让食物保存得更久。可其实呢是冷冻库才可以这个抑制细菌滋生这样子。 再来还有跟它很像的字，每次讲到preserve、conserve或reserve呢，都一定要把这三个再提一次。Conserve呢指的是保存的意思，那这个是用在比如说野生生态保育或者是自然环境保育的方面，像是 wildlife conservation， 就是说野生生态保存区这样子。那如果要讲一个人呢，很 conservative 的重音在 ser 的地方，其实就是指他很保守、很守旧。 But being conservative isn't necessarily bad as long as you're open to suggestions. 其实保守呢并不一定是坏事，只要有时候还是愿意接纳建议，也还不错。再来就是reserve。 Reserve 这边的s呢，一样是发z的音，那指的是保留的意思。那我们通常要打电话定位，就会说 I would like to make a reservation. Reservation， 那这个可以用在订餐厅啊，或者是订旅馆，都可以用 reservation 这一个字。 再我们来看 visual，visual 呢指的是视觉的，它这边sual 呢 ，su 是发 r 的音 ，visual 指的是视觉的。那教大家一个就是政治正确的讲法，我们现在已经不会讲一个人，比如说眼睛看不到，我们不会说他是 blind， 我们会说他是 visually impaired， 就是视觉受损 ，visually impaired。 那像跟这个也相关的就是 visible。 Visible， 那这个 si 呢 ，s 发 z 的音 ，i 呢，这是发短音 e 的音，指的是可看见的。那当然 ，invisible 呢，就是指隐形的。 再来我们来看 prominent。Prominent 呢指的是凸起的，那还有几个跟它长得很像的字，像是 dominant， 指的是主要的，像是说 right hand is most people's dominant hand， 大部分人呢都是右撇子，以右手来做一些比较重要的事情。那或者是 permanent 指的是永久的，像是说 the car accident has left a permanent scar on his face， 因为那场车祸让他脸上留下了一个永久的疤痕。再我们来看 include 呢指的是包含的意思， include 像是说 the fee includes breakfast and an overnight stay， 这个费用呢包含了早餐还有可以让你住一晚。那它的形容词呢则是 inclusive 呢就是比如把东西包含在内，它跟 include 差不多，可是我们通常都会接 inclusive of， 像是用刚刚那个例句我们就可以说 this fee is inclusive of breakfast and an overnight stay， 就一样是这个费用呢已经包含了早餐还有让你住一晚这样子。那它的反义词呢则是 exclude， 指的就是排除在外的意思。像是我们可以说 Mean girls from high school love to exclude people from their group and make them feel bad， 就有些高中比较 mean 的女生呢，她们就很喜欢把一些人排除在她们的小团体之外，让她们觉得很难受。最后呢是 exclusive 呢它是形容词，那它除了指排除之外呢，它也有指独家的，像是我们有时候看到一些 promotion 呢就会说是 web exclusive， 就是说只有网站上有这个特惠，或者是说我们也可以说 this is an exclusive news from that reporter， 这个是那个记者所报道的独家消息这样。最后来看 sculpture 指的是雕像的意思。那还有几个相关的字呢则是 carving 呢也是指雕刻品，那可是这个 carving 要记得不要跟 craving 搞混， craving 呢又指渴望的意思，像是说 I am craving for an ice cream right now， 我现在很渴望吃一个冰淇淋，那还可以当做名词，像是说 owning a sports car is one of his cravings in life， 拥有一辆跑车呢是他人生渴望之一。 So let's take a look at today's sentence one more timeThe value of their works lay precisely in preserving visual traditions rather than in changing them. In the last few decades, works such as quilts, ceramics, and wood carvings have become more prominently included in art history textbooks and displayed in museums alongside paintings and sculpture.